behalf of the Board of Grand Junction Regional Airport Authority, I'd like to call this meeting to order. If you'll all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you. Look, we'll just do for the record, we'll do a quick roll call for commissioners, and then we'll identify the staff that are here as well, and our associates and consultants that are online. So, Ron Velarde?
Here.
Lindy Marshall?
Here.
Randall Rhodes?
Here.
Chris Wood?
Here.
And for the record, Tom Duncan is here. Are we anticipating Cody a little bit later, maybe?
Yes, Commissioner Davis said he would arrive any moment.
Okay, very good. So when he does arrive, we can acknowledge his presence. Very good, thank you. Cameron, would you introduce staff members for this?
I'd love to. So in the room, we have Executive Director Angela Adelecki, Director of Facilities Ben Peck, Director of Operations Dylan Heatherline, Finance Manager Jennifer Croker, Office Coordinator Christina Ward, and myself, Cameron Reese, Board Clerk.
Very good. And guests online, we have Council Dan Raymer, Brad Rawl from Mead and Hunt. Anybody else that we can't see? Is that the folks we have, or anybody else there, Cameron?
Brad? That's all we have.
Very good. Okay, very good. And for the record, Thaddeus Schrader, Commissioner Schrader, has joined us as well. So thank you, Thaddeus, for taking the time today. Appreciate everybody's presence. The agenda has been submitted earlier. Everybody have a chance to review that. Are there any items that you wish to move from consent to the regular active session, or is everybody okay with the agenda?
I'm okay.
If so, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Ron.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Commissioner comments today. Anybody have anything for good of the order? I think you're a Super Bowl mom, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. If you'd like to know my personal life, my 10-year-old won the Super Bowl at Stover Stadium. It's kind of a big deal.
That's good news.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you all for moving this meeting, too, so that it didn't conflict with Thanksgiving holiday week. Really appreciate that.
All right. Dylan, again, hats off for the air show. I see that there's no more remnants of the air show out there, so you guys have done a nice job of, unless I'm missing something.
No, I think we're in good shape. Yeah. Thank you again to all the mutual agencies that helped us with it, too. I think it went really smoothly. So.
You got good PR coverage as well. Citizen comments today. Is anybody registered, Cameron, for comments?
Chairman, we have not received any citizen comments.
Okay, very good. I also missed Ryan Springer. He's a hard guy to miss over here. But thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
As well. Consent agenda item. There are two items on our consent agenda today. That's the health insurance renewal and Taylor Fence Vehicle Gate 1 replacement. Hope you all had a chance to read those and recognize the efforts that have gone through to keep health care costs manageable, I should say. And it's nice to have a replacement gate out there. Lightning doesn't do gates very much good, does it? So.
Apparently not.
Yeah. That's kind of unique. It wouldn't hit the tower, but hits the gate. So, okay. Those are the two items on consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as prepared and drafted.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Any other business here? I guess our budget group has been working, right? The budget committee's been working.
Yes. We have one more item of business excited to share with commissioners that for the first time ever, Grand Junction will be part of the Snowball Express, which is a program through the Gary Sinise Foundation, where they take families of soldiers who've given their lives, and take them on a trip to Disney World. It's really special. And that'll be December 2nd, that flight. So there'll be more information to come on how you all can get involved. Mm-hmm. But we have a short video that does the best job showing you what it is we'll be part of.
is unique for us to be selected for this. There's very few communities that, it's kind of rare, right?
It is, yeah, and that's where, you know, I think there's some out in Denver, but we're the only regional airport in Colorado that'll be part of it. It's a pretty small group and something where we want to make sure that they feel loved and special. But it's a unique thing because it's a really sad reason why they get to go on the trip. Cameron's bringing up the video. Something I want to add as what I think is a neat element as well for us here at Grand Junction is our current station manager at American is a veteran herself. And her family has been the recipients of kind acts from the Gary Sinise Foundation because she ended up being deployed for 3 full years on a ship in the Navy to go provide humanitarian relief when a tsunami hit and there was another natural disaster, so they kept getting their deployment extended. And she was a young mother at the time. Her baby was 18 months when she left home. And so I just think it's extra special that we get to do that under her leadership too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cameron, thank you for being able to bring in this YouTube. I guess we'll go ahead and watch the presentation.
I apologize. I'm not getting audio. I think I should have opened it from the screen. Let me see if I can play the audio from my.
families that experience the ultimate sacrifice, this is an opportunity for them to enjoy a little bit of time in Disney World or Disneyland?
World.
Okay.
So they'll ride on United, excuse me, on the American Airlines flight.
It's the thing with you too.
There's always a commercial.
So they will fly from Grand Junction to Dallas on our just regularly scheduled American Airlines flights, so we're working with the station to try to make that flight special. There they'll connect and then ride on a Snowball Express, a chartered plane that's full of the Snowball Express participants. So we really want to help bring the vision that our local team has for this to life. So we'll be reaching out to you all with more information on how you can help and participate. It's a Saturday, so I know that makes it easier for some people to participate, harder for others, but ultimately we're going to also work to make sure that when they come back, I mean, Disney's a tiring experience under normal circumstances. I can't imagine the level of kind of drain you would have from something like this. So we want to make sure when they come back that that they don't go from a really high high to a really low low. So we're going to try to put together welcome home bags that really just uplift them through the holiday season as well. And so more to come on that. I could really use your help helping make those bags special, because it is a small group. So I'm hoping that our local community will really, will love to help spoil these folks. And I think for many people, myself included, just amazing that we have these families here, and I don't personally know them, but that we have families here in Grand Junction who have made that ultimate sacrifice. So.
Did you mention that was going to be in December?
December 2nd.
December 2nd.
So, yeah, they're finalizing the details, but I believe it'll be the 109 departure, and we'll likely have a small, kind of more VIP type reception beforehand. We want to get details about the families so we can make it really fun and special for them. As you know, we host Santa Claus on an annual basis here at the airport. We know him well. He used to work here. And so Santa will be part of it, I'm hopeful, and things like that. So.
I would love to donate some things, so as you know more, please let me know.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you for making this special for the families that are going. Thank you. So, it's a good deal. Anything else under our other business, which may come before the board? All right, Cody, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
We will have a relatively short executive session after the main meeting, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our regular meeting, and we'll have an executive session, then we'll be coming back for the board Vantage training. That's Ryan's presence here, so you can, I know several of you brought your devices, and that'll be the opportunity to create a favorite link to Board Vantage with a little bit of effort, not much, right? It's pretty simple.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. All right, entertain adjourn. Very good. Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Appreciate everybody's attendance. We will reduce the folks in the room. Just